Shalom, shalom, and welcome. Lesson 21 of the Anointed Hebrew Program. Tamid, take a breath, because today we cross a threshold. Everything up to now has been Psalm 1, Psalm 2, Psalm 23, Psalm 24, Psalm 47. Single mountains, one at a time. But now we step into Module 3, the Shir HaMa'alot, the Songs of Ascent. 15 short psalms sung by pilgrims climbing the road up to Yerushalayim, one for every step toward the temple gates. And the very first line lifts your eyes before your feet even start walking. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I lift my eyes to the hills.
Word 1. Essa, I lift up. Aleph, sin, aleph, the same root se'u you shouted at the gates back in lesson 16, but now in the first person, quiet and personal. Not a command to someone else, a decision about yourself. Psalm 121 opens, Essa einai el heharim, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Talmid, this is the pilgrim's first move. Before the feet climb, the eyes go up.
Say it with me. Essa. Again, like your own eyes rising. Essa. One more. Essa. I lift up.
Word 2. Ayin. Ayin. I. Ayin, yud, final nun. And yes, Talmid, it's the very name of the letter Ayin itself. The letter is named after the eye it once pictured. Verse 1 says, Eshesa einai, I lift up my eyes, the plural einai, my own two eyes, el heharim, to the hills. Say the whole word together. Ayin.
Say it. Ayin.
Again, soft and round. Ayin. One more. Ayin. I.
Word 3. Harim. Hills. Mountains. Talmid, watch this word spiral on you. The singular is har, mountain, the very word from Psalm 2's holy mountain, the very word from Sinai, from Moriah, from Zion. And here its plural, harim, is what the pilgrim's eyes land on first. Esha einai el heharim. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Say the whole word together, never broken into pieces. Harim.
Say the whole word. Harim.
Again, all of it together. Harim. One more, and feel it rise like the hills themselves. Harim. Hills, mountains.
And here is your first wow, Talmid, and it will turn the whole verse on its head. The pilgrim lifts his eyes to the hills, but verse 1 does not stop there. It asks a question right back. Me'ain yavadonai? From where will my help come? Talmid, do you hear it? The hills are beautiful. The hills are the road to Yerushalayim. The hills even hold the Temple Mount itself. But the hills are not the source of the help. The psalm lifts its eyes up to the hills, only to look past them, higher still, to the one who made them. Looking to the mountains is not the destination. It's the first step toward looking to Adonai.
Word 4. Ezer. Help. Ein, Zain, Resh. Verse 2 answers the question verse 1 just asked. Adonai Me'im. Adonai. My help comes from Adonai. Talmid, this is the same word woven into the very name Eben Ezer, the stone of help Samuel raised after battle, saying, Adhena Ezrenu. Adonai, until now, Adonai has helped us. Ezer is not a small assist. It's the help that turns the whole battle.
Say it, Ezer.
Again, steady and sure. Ezer. One more. Ezer. Help.
And the wow, Talmid,
Ezer is not just a word Israel used once at a battlefield. It became a stone, a monument, a name. Eben Ezer, the Stone of Help, set up so every pilgrim walking this very road would remember. And now the Songs of Ascent take that same word and put it in your own mouth, on your own road. Adonai Me'im, Adonai. My help comes from Adonai, not from the hills, not from the strength of my own 2 feet climbing, from Adonai himself. Every generation needs its own Eben Ezer, Talmid, and today you are raising yours in Hebrew.
Now take a breath and hear the pilgrim's own words in verses 1 and 2, honoring the name as Adonai.
Esa einai el haharim, me'ain yavo ezri, ezri me'im Adonai, ose shamayim va'aretz.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth. Phrase by phrase.
Esa einai el haharim.
I lift up my eyes to the hills.
Me'ain yavo Adonai. From where will my help come?
Adonai, Me'im, Adonai, Ose Shamayim Va'aretz. My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth. There it is, Talmid, the very first song of ascent, and the answer arrives before the question even finishes echoing.
Word 5, Me'ain, from where? Mem, Aleph, Yud, final Nun, the question word itself. The very question the pilgrim asks his own heart. Me'ain yavo Adonai? From where will my help come? Talmid, every pilgrim climbing toward Yerushalayim has asked this question. On the road, in the dark, with the city still hours away. Me'ain is the question underneath every hard season.
Say it. Me'ain. Again, like a question rising in the dark. Me'ain. One more. Me'ain. From where? And word 6, the answer to everything.
Ose.
Maker. The one who makes. Ain. Sin. Che. The active participle. The one who is always making. Always doing. Verse 2 crowns the whole answer. Adonai Me'im, Adonai Ose Shamayim Va'aretz. My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth. Talmid, the pilgrim's help, does not come from a hill, however holy. It comes from the one who made every hill, every heaven, every square inch of earth beneath his sandals.
Say the whole word together.
Ose.
One more, like naming the maker himself.
Ose.
Maker, the one who makes.
And now the wow that reaches from Genesis all the way to the Messiah, Talmid.
Ose Shamayim Va'aretz, maker of heaven and earth.
Turn back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The very same heavens, the very same earth. And now turn to Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, where Rab Shaul writes of the Son. By him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, and in him all things hold together. Talmid, the Ose, the maker the pilgrim trusts on this dusty road, is the same Son through whom the heavens and earth were made in the first place. Your help was never a stranger to you. Your help built the very hills you are lifting your eyes to.
Crown time. Crown number 19. Piece 1. Ezri Me'im Adonai. Me'im Adonai. My help comes from Adonai.
Say it.
Piece 2.
Ose Shamayim Va'aretz. Maker of heaven and earth.
Say it.
Now the whole crown, the pilgrim's own answer ringing on the road to Yerushalayim.
Ezri Me'im Adonai. Ose Shamayim Va'aretz. Adonai, Me'im Adonai,
Oseh Shamaim Va'aretz. My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth.
Once more, slowly, and hear it settle into your own bones as your own answer.
Ezri, Me'im Adonai, Oseh Shamaim Va'aretz, Adonai Me'im. Adonai, Oseh Shamaim Va'aretz.
Talmid, you lifted your eyes to the hills. You asked from where your help would come. And now, in Hebrew, in your own mouth, you have the answer for every road you will ever climb.
Recap: 6 treasures today. Esa, I lift up, the pilgrim's first move before the feet ever start climbing. Ayin, I, the same letter named after itself.
Harim, hills, mountains, the road to Yerushalayim that spirals back to Sinai and Zion.
Ezer, help, the very word behind Eben Ezer, the stone that remembers.
Me'ain, from where, the question underneath every hard season. And Oshe, maker, the one who makes, heaven and earth, and in him all things hold together.
Your Haggah homework.
Murmur your new crown morning and night. Ezri me'im Adonai, Oseh Shamaim Va'aretz, Adonai me'im, Adonai, Oseh Shamaim Va'aretz.
This week, when you catch yourself asking, Me'ain, from where will my help come? Answer yourself out loud in Hebrew. And once this week, say all 19 crowns in a row. Every song of ascent begins with a pilgrim who already knows the road by heart. Your vocab sheet and worksheet are waiting below this video.
Talmid, you have lifted your eyes to the hills, asked the pilgrim's question, and found the maker of heaven and earth standing as your answer.
Next time, lesson 22, He Who Keeps You Never Sleeps. Psalm 121, verses 3 to 4. Until then, from Numbers 6:24, Anointed Messianic Bible.
Adonai bless you and keep you. Shalom, Talmid.
Kol hakavod, kol hakavod, Talmid. You just finished lesson 21 and stepped into module 3, the Songs of Ascent. You lifted your eyes to the hills, asked from where your help would come, and found the answer. Ezri me'im Adonai, Oseh Shamaim Va'aretz. My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth.
Crown number 19 is yours. Next time, lesson 22. He who keeps you never sleeps. Psalm 121, verses 3 to 4.
Shalom, Talmid.